Welcome, IT Changemakers, to The Dex Show with Tim Flower and Tom McGraw. Let's get into it.
Hello, everybody. If Reality Bites is The Dex Show show within a show, then these new editions of Reality Bites must be the show within a show within a show. It is where various biters interview select Next Think Brains. And we have a fantastic Next Think Brain to welcome today, and that's Andy Phillips. Andy, how you doing, man?
Thank you for the very nice welcome. Yeah, I'm doing great, thank you.
Excellent. I hear, I was in Boston recently, and you've just been there ahead of me. And look, I mean, I don't want to put too fine a point on it, but people were still shaking off their headaches and hangovers. That's all I'm saying, Andy, you know.
So well, yeah,
you left a mark on North America, mate.
Yeah, no comment. But yeah, as long as you're there, it's 8:30 in the morning, ready for prime time. You can do whatever you want to do. That's fine by me.
Quite so. Listen, you're only the second Next Thinker guest we've had on Reality Bites, as I've just said. So we're all a bit new to this ourselves as well. But you are product marketing director here. And I think the best place to start is just hearing from you a little bit about what that means and where your role specifically fits into this great raft of new releases Next Think is launching across 2023.
Yeah, I think product marketing is traditionally in IT it's one of these roles where you're in the kind of the middle of everything. So you work with our sellers, our channel teams, marketing teams, and predominantly the product management team. So, you know, Sam, who was on before, he is our chief product officer at Next Think, and his team is really responsible for building out the roadmaps and designing what the products are going to look like and then working with engineering to get it done. So we are really responsible for making sure we understand and share what problems we're solving, why they're important for our customers, obviously, and the prospects that are coming into Next Think for the first time. And then making sure that we're celebrating the success of all our customers. So one of the great things, I think, when I joined Next Think, our current chief marketing officer and chief strategy officer said to me, Next Think is like switching the lights on. And the reality is, like, when we do this in every customer, we suddenly see all these new things appearing that they had no idea that was going on. And it's about capturing those stories and then sharing them with the world and obviously making sure that everyone knows about them. So it's a very varied role. Every day is different. So it's good.
Very cool. I love that analogy, Andy. Many folks know, as a former customer, we didn't name our project after Next Think. We named it Project Edison. And we used the light bulb and the analogy of turning the lights on for our employees every time we talked about it. So I love that. I love that Yassine talks in those terms as well. And we're going to kind of focus a little bit today on one of the products that you're working on and getting out the door, is already out the door, called Amplify. It's not when you think about data and visibility and the ability to see things, Amplify really resonates, but it's not inherently a name that you understand what it is. So I'm really looking forward to digging into it with you today. But let's start a little bit with your background. I think it's more in line with mine in traditional end user compute rather than where Amplify plays with the service desk. How do you see the dynamic evolving between service desk and end user compute over the last couple of years? Where do they impact one another most of all, or is it just a complicated story?
Yes, it's complicated. And interesting, I think I've been doing end-user computing roles for about 20 years now, actually. And I like to think back to my onboarding. I joined a company called Novell. It's kind of still around now. It's been bought and sold and chopped up various times. But my onboarding experience was classic. It was, they forgot that they hired me. And then on day three, I got a stinky old laptop that was locked down. I couldn't do anything. And of course, as being a very technical person, I was in a consulting role at the time. I immediately re-imaged the laptop and put Linux on it. So this is classic shadow IT. And that's the classic, right? That we've talked about this before. The classic approach going back 15 years, 20 years was that standardization, the golden image. Everyone gets the same thing, lock it down, send it out, hope for the best, and wait for the tickets to come in and then fix it. And as we know, the world today is very different. We have SaaS-based applications, DAS and VDOps, Mac and PC, and people are moving around and in and out of VPNs and offices, and the world of the digital workplace is much more complicated and therefore much harder to support. So that kind of old approach of kind of fire and forget, we know best, let's focus inwards, that traditional model of IT just doesn't work anymore. So yeah, I think that's a dynamic that's going to increasingly happen as things get more and more complicated. I don't think they're going to get easier. So.
And I'm still proud of my NetWare 312 certification, one of the toughest courses I've ever been through in my life. But I thought it was complicated back then, right? Distributed computing mixed with mainframe, mixed with the burgeoning audio, video, and multimedia, and it's incrementally more complicated now.
Indeed. So, and again, I'm going to sound like I'm pitching to the readers, sorry, to the listeners, but that's one of the reasons I joined NextThink, right? It was my previous company was VMware, but it was still very much focused inwards. We'll do the better job of curating your best experience, whatever it is, but it never really looked at how it all came together in front of the employee. And of course, that's what we obsess about here at NextThink, right? Everything is how it's being received. So we know what's the reality, the stark reality of IT and how it's being delivered, not what IT thinks that it's pushed out and hopes is being delivered. And it's a very different technology, but it's also a very different mindset, as we know, that customers need to move to.
Yeah, and just kind of the commentary on VM, we rolled out VDI to thousands of remote workers thinking that everything would be fine, and it melted down under its own weight. And even usability, what do you mean I have two start buttons, right? You've got two desktops to manage. It's there's things you have to think about from the user's perspective that IT has traditionally struggled with.
So it's hard, and I think, well, what we're all about is a different approach, a complementary approach, and one that the line I always use is, the most important asset of any business are its people. So you have to focus on them and the way they're receiving technology, because it's now everything is digital. We have no choice but to focus in that place first.
Correct. With the when you look at all of the issues that are being faced or addressed to the service desk today regarding incident resolution, from your own perspective, what are the immediate challenges that are standing out, the ones that are popping out that we need to directly go and address
Yeah,
them?
great question. And I think, as we've talked about before, it's that idea of the complexity of the modern digital workplace. And the main challenge is how to cut through it all and provide the right context. And of course, as I said before, that's what NextThink is all about. We see everything that's going on, and we do it continuously, and we do it in real time for everyone. And we're looking at how things are being received. But that's only the first real step of the challenge. Next is then we need to spot the patterns, which is obviously what we do with our Infinity platform. Everything is based on understanding patterns and highlighting what to focus on. But then there's an additional challenge, which is we're not just servicing people which are inside NextThink. How do we take that really relevant information? We might want to call it DEX, but I would like to prefer to call it like context in the context of this conversation. And how do we give it to the relevant people in a timely fashion to help them do their jobs better, but do it natively in their own systems and their own workflows? I think one of the major challenges there is today is you have networking tools and you have PCLM tools and security tools and service desk tools and tools that kind of maybe try and aggregate all of that information together, but that's not the same as understanding how it hits users and what the patterns are that matter. So delivering the relevant context to help people, of course, we're talking kind of about service desk here, but doing it natively in their own tools with minimum friction and minimum disruption, I think that's a really important challenge to fix. And of course, we're talking about Amplify earlier. That's really what Amplify is all about.
Yes, that's where I was going to ask, like, why Amplify is so impactful at this stage? And can you talk us through the whole browser-based functionality and what's the difference? Like, what's the key difference point at this while using Amplify at services level.
We've worked with customers over the years to integrate NextThink into specifically ServiceNow. That's a very popular tool that includes service desk functionality. And we've done that in the past through backend integrations. So we're working within ServiceNow, we're using connectors, and we're updating their data stores, and we're doing it at regular intervals. But the reality is that's great. We've done lots of work with ServiceNow, but the first point is there's lots of other service desk tools that are being used out there. And also it is quite a heavy lift from a change control perspective and, you know, getting permission from various teams to update their systems. And we've done that across many things, right? It's not just for managing tickets, but it's things like CMDB populations, self-service, chatbots, checklists, instant creations. There's all sorts of things that we do today with ServiceNow. Amplify, though, is really different, and it's very innovative. I love the fact of how simple but effective this product is. The idea of Amplify is that we're doing that integration on the front end. So in essence, really, Amplify is a browser plugin, which is installed. It's pointed to the NextThink instance, the configuration's pulled down, and we tell it what URLs to monitor. So it would be, for example, the service desk tools. So any service desk tool that is monitored, accessed through a browser. And then we detect that, and then we enable then the context from NextThink to be presented to frontline agents immediately in real time with the most up-to-date information directly with that browser plugin, natively within that web experience. So imagine you're opening up Service Desk, you go to an incident, we can detect a configuration item on the page, like a device ID, for example, or we can right-click and look up a device or a user. And then the plugin makes an instant native secure call to our API in the cloud and instantly brings back device information, checklist information, you know, highlighting things that need to be focused on, and also the ability to fix things. So data retrieval and orchestration of NextThink instantly. So what does that mean? It means any tool, you can then get a view of a user and or their devices and see what's going wrong and then potentially fix issues there and then without having to call the user, without having to escalate. So in essence, Amplify is about fixing issues much, much quicker and escalating a lot less. Because as we know, every time you escalate at level 2, level 3 and go beyond, it's exponentially more expensive and exponentially takes more time. So Amplify is fantastic for that. It's time to value is install the product up and running in hours potentially. And all that configuration is then provided by the Infinity platform. So yes, it's one of these examples where all the effort that we've put into Infinity over the last 2 years of building a platform is now inherited, and now we can provide new services such as Amplify to bring that in front of other people in the service desk. So it's a very exciting time for me, at least. Can you tell that I'm excited about it?
Very exciting times. Thanks a lot.
Hey, Andy, Sam here. You mentioned there, you know, some things about kind of the cost saving benefits and the time saving benefits with Amplify and kind of Infinity in general. I'm curious, because we talk a lot about the big picture financial impacts of tools like NextThink that make the service desk more efficient, you know, the cost savings for the business year over year, things like that. But I'm curious, because I know you've, you know, worked with a lot of customers directly and kind of seen different stages of their journeys. I'm curious about the impact that tools like this have on kind of the service desk itself, meaning how do their core priorities and activities change and evolve once they've kind of had access to these capabilities for a certain amount of time. I'm just curious what you've seen in terms of kind of the evolution of the service desk as a result.
Exactly. And I think, I'll come back to a case. I think we mentioned VDI before in my previous role, but ultimately I think we hear the term shift left. We use that a lot. And reality is that the more that you can get fixed earlier in the process, the better. In fact, you know, even typing NextThink's core vision is really to fix problems before users raise the tickets, but I'll leave that for a future conversation. But when a user, an employee, has an issue and it's got to a point where they have to complain and a ticket has been raised, the idea of fixing that quicker without escalation, there's obvious financial impact of that, which is time and money. So, and I'll give you some examples. Well, I'll give you one great example. My previous role was at VMware. So I worked with VDI teams a lot. And this is a classic example, which we've talked about on this podcast series before, about the blame game. The number of times I talked to customers that had VDI teams, if any issue happens inside a virtual desktop, it's almost automatically the fault of the VDI platform. And I imagine quite often a VDI team is a very complicated system at the back end, especially the on-premises ones, to support. So quite often those tickets get escalated to those dedicated kind of level three and engineering type teams much, much sooner than they should. So the ability for example, an L1, relatively junior, relatively less experienced frontline agent to be able to quickly identify perhaps that this problem that's coming in has absolutely nothing to do with VDI, and it's something to do with the application or the network or VPN or whatever it may be, and be able to potentially identify that and fix it before it goes anywhere, is huge for any kind of service desk environment. It means obviously that L2 and L3 can focus on what they should be doing, which is much more strategic and proactive types of things. And L1 can focus on fixing things and satisfying users much quicker. I think that's great for everyone, right? It's great for the business. Mm-hmm. It's great for IT, the service desk. But I think more importantly, it's great for people, the people that are complaining, because they've got to the stage where they're complaining. So that should be a priority to fix. And that kind of blame game, we see it all the time. Mission performance monitoring teams get blamed when web applications aren't working. Very similar to that VDI blame case, which is often it has nothing to do with the application itself. The classic examples we've seen at some of our customers is simply moving closer to the Wi-Fi router at home solved the issue. Right? That's got nothing to do with the VDI desktop. It's got nothing to do with the application itself. But again, that's something we can really easily expose in an L1 checklist. How are you connected to the internet? We have checklists for things like Wi-Fi strength and be able to see that very quickly. That's something that's very easy to have a frontline agent look at and identify and fix very quickly. So yeah, there's very, I think, financial, but I think for me, when I've talked to customers, it's more about reorganizing and putting focus strategically where it should be, which is making things better and not firefighting, right? So that's ultimately where we want to get to. I think we'll really talk about that later in this discussion. So,
that sounds a lot like my personal IT strategy when I'm at home. Just get closer to the router, and that's basically all I got.
Power things on and off. That's the other one, and hit it with a hammer. That might be another.
Yep, back in the Nintendo 64 players back in the day, you just blow on the cartridge. That was another one.
Yep.
That's basically the start and end of my IT skills there, Andy. But I know with Amplify, you know, there's talk of eventually kind of expanding into a lot more use cases, whether that's security and compliance, finance, HR. Mm-hmm. And just like this technology, you know, is just continuing to kind of expand and evolve and in scope, as it has over the past decade, and I'm sure it will over the next decade. So I'm curious, and I won't make you make any bold predictions about the future or anything, because we know how foolish that is. But as this technology kind of continues to expand into more use cases and expand its capabilities, do you think we'll reach a point where kind of we're thinking completely differently about like the support ticketing framework as a whole, like as something that might be relatively obsolete? We talk about, I know some customers have talked about kind of a frictionless IT experience. Like that's kind of the goal. How close to a 100% frictionless IT experience do you think people will be able to feasibly reach as this technology continues to kind of evolve?
Yeah. Wow, that's a super interesting question. So firstly, I worked kind of that first part of that question is it worked with any browser-based app. So the next question is, well, how best can we help provide information to other kind of personas within business? So we can see it quite easily. The information that NextThink provides could be very helpful for someone in human resources, for example. They're in Workday, PeopleSoft, something like that, and they want to understand how satisfied someone is with their digital experience, and then being able to potentially go and ask them more about it. So that's classic NextThink, right? Using Engage, using sentiment. That's a very basic but simple example of how we can surface other bits of NextThink data in front of other people. Very simple for us to go and do that for other, you know, personas within customers. But the idea of like frictionless experience is really interesting, because there's been lots of discussions around this over the years. But really taking, I think there's a couple of few things that I think need to happen for that to be even close to a reality. I don't want to make it too sales pitchy, but first I think we're talking about being proactive. And I think there's a habit of IT to look at what's known, right? Look at the tickets that have come in and then try and focus on making those go away, which kind of that clearly makes sense. Now, I did my ITIL qualification back in the day, but for me, that's a bit like going from incident management to problem management and sort of ultimately being more proactive. But I think one of the things is you have to do is to focus on the unknown. And at the beginning of this call, we talked about, you know, IT, kind of the classic approach is waiting for the tickets to come in. But at its heart, what NextThink is all about is showing customers the reality of what's actually happening all the time, continuously and in real time. And we know when things are bad, right, we see the patterns and we can help IT act on them. We do not need the employees necessarily to tell us. So I think using the employees' dissatisfaction as a way to gauge success is a very short-term way of thinking. So, and whenever I talk to live audiences, and I know a lot of people think Tim as well, and maybe perhaps the listeners can think about this very quickly. Think about the last month, how many times you've had an issue with some kind of IT technology at work that stopped you on your tracks, took you out of your thought process, prevented you from getting your job done, or you've had to reset, rethink, and it's kind of taking you off track. Most of the time, I think 90 to 95% of the audience will put their hands up. And then you ask the question, well, how many of you reported all of those issues to IT? And very few hands traditionally go up. I think we did a study where we found on average 50, 55% of issues go unreported. But whenever I ask audiences, it's way higher. I suffer in silence a lot and grumble. And obviously Google is normally the first thing that I try and do. So I think number one is proactive should be about unknown things as well as known. And you shouldn't rely on complaints as the input or yardstick for success, I think. Number two is you need to be able to understand if you're succeeding and if you're going in the right direction. So we've kind of wrapped that term of DEX. So I think the idea of continuously measuring and baselining DEX, so technical and sentiment elements that we talk about, into something that can be measured and reported outside of IT. That's really important to use a language that's understood, perhaps by HR and finance. People don't, in those organizations, don't care about mean time to resolution and average handling time of tickets. It doesn't mean much to people outside of IT. So the ability to step back from the minutiae and to get that enterprise-wide view and see the patterns and the places to focus is very important. And again, that's another area that NextThink has been laser focused on going forward. So being proactive and looking at known and unknown, and then obviously baselining and measuring DEX. And I think, especially with service desks, we see this idea of self-help, which is interesting because I was thinking about this earlier. I think we have to be very careful, I think, with this idea of self-help. I think we're all problem solvers. Many of us, including me, had an issue a couple of days ago. And the first thing I naturally do is I Google, and before I report something. But I think, so self-service, I think the relevant context is more important. So asking employees to self-diagnose an issue that they have, pick from a list of on a self-service screen, and then do some kind of remediation. It sounds good, but it can potentially be very overwhelming, especially to people that aren't technical. Like my parents, for example, they wouldn't have a clue about what to do. So I think IT and often service desk, but definitely IT, are typically very technical people. So that mindset isn't necessarily shared with other people in the business. So it's very important to approach the idea of self-help or self-care very, very, very carefully. So I think, and again, this is the third area that Next Think has been and will continue. There'll be more news on this coming later in the year, but to fix things automatically, to automate the idea of experience management, I think that is going to be a huge part. So going back, if I remember what I said, proactive on what's known and unknown, measuring and baselining DEX and communicating that to the rest of the business and using it to measure and celebrate success. Approaching self-help, so don't put the burden on users to fix things for themselves, but fix things automatically in the background and keep experience as the number one goal. I think if we get to that stage, I don't think we'll ever be 100% frictionless, but it will be pretty close. And I think it's actually a requirement. If you think about contractors coming in, maybe with their own device and everything's provided in a cloud desktop, IT are accountable for that experience, but they're not informed. They don't have visibility out of the box and what's happening. They don't know what's going on in between. So the ability to monitor the experience in those kind of environments, as people are more itinerant, as people are more sort of the gig economy kicks off and people aren't doing jobs for years and years, I think this idea is essential going forward to even start to think about a frictionless IT experience. But I think those steps, I think, are the things we need to focus on before we can even have that conversation. So anyone else on the panel agrees, disagrees? It'd be interesting to know what your thoughts are, but I think that's where I come from it.
I actually worry, Andy, that we're about out of time. But listen, that was a wonderful description of the significance of Amplify. And, you know, I think a really great illustration of why we wanted to start getting Next Thinkers onto the show just every now and then to talk about Next Think stuff, because there are some really, really exciting thought and innovation coming out of a company, particularly at the moment. So, Andy, thanks so much for joining us. Absolute pleasure to have you on once again to the Deck Show. If anybody wants to hear your, I think it was a VDI special we did before, right? Back in early last year, we will put the link in the show notes, and I know you've written for the Hub as well, right? So we're gonna link to that, link to those pieces as well. And listen, Mick, thanks so much for coming on. We hope to have you back again soon.
Yeah, pleasure to be here, and I'm always welcome to. We're ready to come back and talk. So, thanks for having me.
Superb. Thank you. And thanks also to Tim, to Sam, to Dina, and as ever, our super producer, Catherine Shea. See you soon, everyone.
See you guys.
All right, thanks, guys. Later.
To make sure that you never miss an episode, subscribe to the show in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast player. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, make sure to leave a rating of the show. Just tap the number of stars you think the podcast deserves. If you'd like to learn more about how Next Think can help you improve your digital employee experience, head over to nextthink.com. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time.